Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.335 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. It is it's a beautiful day weather-wise. It's a very difficult day for many of us, and I must tell you, I again am asking the leadership in Chesterfield County, what are you going to do? You have the dean of students inside the Chesterfield County Public Schools celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. You have Dot Heffron, we're told, who, as you know, is the Democrat member on the Chesterfield County Board of Education representing the Clover Hill District, also celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. She says, I remember the days when we used to be okay with shooting Nazis. It's just absolutely appalling and disgusting and vile, and I would like to know what's going to be done. Will the Board of Education call on Ms. Heffron to step down? Will the Jewish Federation of Richmond say that you're probably not the right person to be heading up our women's philanthropy section? I keep telling you what I'm hoping. I'm hoping she reaches out to me and says, Jeff, man, somebody stole my account. That's not me. I would never say that. I condemn it. Let me jump on and fix it. I'm still waiting. Now, Bill O'Reilly is somebody who has never, ever, ever, ever hesitated to tell the truth. A real honest-to-goodness reporter with a backbone of steel, and I'm always so happy that he takes time to join us. Bill, thank you for being here.
Jeff, you're doing the right thing. I think the governor should get involved, too, and you should make it a cause, because evil has got to be confronted. Yeah. So, as you know, this is the premiere week of my book, Confronting Evil.
Yep.
And it's on the rise here in America and around the world, and I make a very vivid case that that will continue until good people say enough. That's the word, enough.
Yeah.
And you got to keep the pressure on in your own communities to stop this madness.
This is the most disturbing thing for most of us, Bill, because I'm looking at the cover. I've got it on social media, the brand new book, Confronting Evil, and you've got Hitler and Osama bin Laden and Vladimir Putin and Mao Zedong. And it's like, well, yeah, sure, those are all people in those other countries. But, man, we got it right here. We saw it just a day or two ago with Charlie Kirk. This evil is everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I did an interview earlier this week, and the person said to me, you know, the release of the book, and then one day later, you have Putin lobbing missiles into Poland, an incredibly dangerous situation. Yeah. And then a few hours after that, you've got Charlie Kirk assassinated. He said the timing of the release of Confronting Your Evil, your book, is haunting.
Yeah.
And it is. And I conceived of this book a year ago, and it takes a year to write and research books. But I did it because I saw in American society in particular, but the world, a rise in evil that we last saw at this level in the 1930s with the fascist dictatorships in Europe and in Japan. The result of that was 100 million people killed during World War II. Now, we're not at that level, but certainly a man like Putin was a nuclear weapon could get us there in a hurry.
Right.
And in the United States, I mean, how much more do you need to see? You know, a young woman on a bus in Charlotte killed by this guy for no reason. That's just pure evil. Yeah, the guy's mentally ill, but that doesn't mean that evil isn't present. And now this assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Bill O'Reilly is joining us. Brand new book, and the timing on it is, frankly, it's chilling. It is called Confronting Evil, Addressing the Worst of the Worst. It is like all of your books, Bill, in my opinion, a must read. It's well written. It's well researched. But I do have to tell you, knowing that you were going to be on today, and I had read the book, I think I got it 2 or 3 weeks ago, the advance copy, and it just sent a chill up my spine thinking about how spot on it is. What was it that you saw a year ago? Was it just Putin that said, hey, look, this evil's on the rise? Or were there these other pieces inside the United States that also pulled you into writing it?
Well, I did see Putin, and I was with President Trump last night at his request at Yankee Stadium for the 9/11 game between the Yanks and the Tigers, and we did talk about Putin. But I saw it early, and I flagged him to it. I saw a deterioration in Putin. He's not the same man that Trump dealt with in his first term.
Right.
And that always happens, Jeff. When an evil person gets power, gets the ability to hurt other people, it always gets worse. It never gets better. But what I saw in America that really disturbed me was this trend not to punish violent criminals. And here in New York, I made a statement earlier this week that got a lot of controversy. I said, if you vote for Mandani as mayor, that is an act of evil. You may not be an evil person, but you're committing an act of evil by voting for the man, because the man has told you he doesn't want to incarcerate criminals, convicted criminals.
Right.
He wants to let them out on the street. He believes the police department's racist. He wants to cut $1 billion from its budget. Well, what do you think's going to happen? The bodies are going to pile up. The rapes are going to pile up. The assaults are going to pile up. You are voting for that? That's what you want? Then you're in the evil category on that vote.
I have to ask how we have gotten to a point where otherwise decent people are in fact supporting evil. And I am so loath to say it's Republican, Democrat, you know, it's your team jersey or my team jersey, because there was a time you grew up this way. I grew up in Philadelphia. Bill, I didn't meet a flipping Republican until I was 25 years old. I didn't even know what a Republican was. Everybody was a Democrat. Everybody took a lunchbox to work for the most part. We were cops and firefighters, and we loved the country, and we said you can't go out and commit crime. And now that party that I was raised in, gosh, at the highest levels, embraces evil. I just don't get it.
Yeah, it was the opposite in the 1930s. It was the right wing that embraced evil and that caused all the trouble. Now it's the left wing, the extremists. And look, you can spend months analyzing people and their point of view, but there are a couple of things that have happened in America. Number one, the media has embraced hatred.
Mm-hmm.
MSNBC is the best example.
Yep.
So an hour after Charlie Kirk was shot, they had a guy go on and go, yeah, it might have been his fault because he said stuff that people didn't like. The guy's name is Matthew Dowd. He was fired. He had to be fired.
Right.
And he apologized. Okay. But is anybody surprised that he said that on MSNBC?
Nope.
Is anybody surprised?
Nothing.
They spew violent hatred every day. And when you're in an environment like that and you don't have a religious base, because theology and religion in America has declined dramatically, as it has in Western Europe,
yep.
you don't have a basis of right and wrong any longer. You don't believe in anything. And it's easy to look away, and you add to that the cell phones and computers, and people can create their own bubbles, and if you're an evil person, you can contact other people with a click of a thumb, and it used to be hard for the evildoers to get together. So the Klan had to wear masks and meet at midnight and all that. Now all you got to do is turn on your computer, you can meet Klan guys. So it's almost a confluence of evil, and then it just creeps and creeps and creeps. And the far-left progressive movement absolutely is so far out there in the sense of what justice really is that evil has been allowed to get into very high positions in this country, elected positions. I mean, we got Bragg here, the DA in Manhattan. He won't prosecute anything. Krasner in Philadelphia, on and on and on. Look at Pritzker.
Yes.
And the governor of Illinois is offered a blanket of protection for poor black people being slaughtered in the street, and he calls the man who's offering the protection a fascist Hitler?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This is way off the chart. And I saw it early, and then I decided to write about it.
Bill O'Reilly is joining us. Couple of reminders. Number one, BillO'Reilly.com is someplace you ought to be checking out on a regular basis. BillO'Reilly.com has a lot of free content. There's even better content when you're a premium member. There's no spin news. Ought to be something you are availing yourself of on a not just a daily basis, but a regular basis. I want it daily. I want you to go back and look at it again because there's a lot that you are going to learn. Bill, when we do take a look at this manifestation of evil, again, well laid out, not surprisingly, in your latest book, Confronting Evil. When we see it now in practice, again, you're smarter than I am, so I just have to ask you, those people who are advocating for it now, the far left wingers, do they think that they are then the last to be slaughtered, or are they getting ready to frog march the rest of us into the square and hang us for thought crimes because we dare to disagree? Where exactly are we at this point in time?
Well, they think we're evil.
Yeah.
So the assassin of Charlie Kirk thought Kirk was evil. And that's a mental illness in the sense that if you are a liberal American, I don't think you're evil.
Right.
Because you're liberal, that's crazy.
That's right.
But if you vote for someone who's putting you and everybody else in danger, then you got a problem with me.
Yep.
Now, there are loons on the right, too, obviously.
Sure. Of course.
Yeah, but they don't have the power in this point in history that the progressive left has. The left has the media, and it has an enormous amount of money being donated by just the furthest elements of communism, socialism, no punishment for miscreants based on skin color.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every misguided tenet in the world, you got billions of dollars pushing it now. That's new. And that's what's happening.
And as you point out, it's the platforms that deliver this content. It is easy enough to click once or twice, and now I am enmeshed in a collection of crazy people who are determined to eliminate anybody with whom they disagree. It begs the question: are there folks left who truly are classic liberals who will say, no, I totally disagree with
O'Reilly? Sure. I mean, look, the left in America is divided now between the extreme and the traditional.
Right.
And the traditional, I don't believe, sanctions the extreme, but the traditional left isn't voting against it. They're afraid to raise their voices. So the squad in the Congress of the United States, these are fanatical progressives.
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of mainstream progressives criticizing them. You got one, Nancy Pelosi, which was shocking when she did it to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yep.
But then Pelosi got slapped down real fast.
Yep.
A lot of it's peer pressure. But a lot of it is apathy that so many millions of Americans have turned away from judging what is good and what is bad for this country. Yeah. Now, this is the only silver lining of the Charlie Kirk situation. That assassination has focused almost everybody onto this evil. Yes. Whereas they were looking away, looking away, looking away. I'll submit to you, they don't know how evil Putin is. Right. They don't know. That's right. I mean, after you read my book, you'll know.
Yeah.
But they don't know now.
That's right.
Because they lived in a bubble. They create this world. I'll watch football all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do whatever pursuit I want on my little smartphone.
That's right.
I'll go on TikTok or whatever it is. This is where I'm going to be, and I don't want any intrusion. I don't want to know about real life. Now, those people this week have been forced to see the growing evil in this country, and I think that might be the beginning of a tide turn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, certainly from your lips to God's ears, and you are spot on that as we have drifted from faith again, right and wrong doesn't have any grounding. There's no meaning to it. Everything is fungible and subject to your own interpretation. It was part of the brilliance, I would assert, of Charlie Kirk, who at this young age, again, I mean, I look at him and go, you know, he's a kid, or was a kid, you know, 31 years of age, man. I got sweatshirts older than that. But he understood how to get a message out to a younger generation. He had tremendous politeness and grace as he sat there answering questions, engaging in reasonable, sensible debate, which is where we ought to be. But again, with this rise of evil, and not just the rise, but the empowerment and embrace of evil, we are where we are. Confronting evil is again, a must-read. Bill, I always want you to remind people. I tell people about BillO'Reilly.com all the time. I tell them about No Spin News all the time. But I want them to hear it right from Bill O'Reilly. Remind them, please.
Well, you know, you got to make a decision now. You can't trust the network news. That's over the cliff.
Yep.
Cable news going down a drain fast. These corporations are telling people what to say.
Yes.
So if you really want independent, fact-based news, you go to BillO'Reilly.com. Now, we don't expect everybody to agree with everything we say.
Right.
But we want you to consider it, and we want you to consider it based upon reality. Not some phony stuff that you might hear on social media that's not true.
Yes.
And let me just give you one parting shot, Jeff, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
The evil that we saw with Charlie Kirk now centers on his own family, 1 and 3-year-old children, and his widow.
Yeah.
I mean, their lives are, you can't even imagine.
Mm-mm.
But also on the shooter's family. So evil has destroyed not only Kirk's family, and they'll come back, but they'll never be the same. But the shooter's family, all of those people are done.
Yep.
Because their family member decided to embrace evil and do this horrendous thing. That's how evil works.
Yep.
It's not just one person. It spreads.
Yep.
And it just devastates countries, societies, families, whatever it may be. And that's why people need to understand what it is and try to mitigate it, like you're doing locally with this campaign to get these people out of positions of responsibility. You cannot have people like that teaching children or in any way shaping anybody's thought process.
Couldn't agree with you more. Bill, it is always a pleasure. We will have you back sooner rather than later, I hope. And, of course, we'll make sure that Confronting Evil is shared on all of our social media platforms. Anything by Bill O'Reilly immediately goes into the Jeff Katz Book Club on my website. And I just feel it's another must-read book. If we are going to defeat evil, we'd better understand it and step up to the plate and start with confronting evil. Bill, as always, thank you, my friend. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, Jeff, we really appreciate it. Thanks for having me in.
Thank you, sir. That is Bill O'Reilly. The latest book, Confronting Evil, you need to read it. Simple as that. You need to understand what it is that you and I truly are up against. 352, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.